We are continuing to learn more about the shooting in El Paso, Texas, earlier today that left 20 people dead and more than two dozen wounded. That information about casualties came from Texas Governor Greg Abbott a short while ago. The police have a person in custody, a white male in his 20s. Reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe is in El Paso, where she's just attended the latest official briefing, and she's with us now. Monica, thank you so much for keeping us up to date here.
Sure thing, Michelle.
So the first thing I'm going to ask you to tell me is, what have we learned about the victims?
Yes, yeah, so Texas Governor Greg Abbott, in a press conference, announced the number of casualties in today's shooting here in El Paso. That number is 20 total casualties, with 26 others injured. Authorities say the victims range in all age groups. The governor called this one of the deadliest days in Texas.
And what more do we know about the person who was taken into custody?
You know, from the authorities, we don't know much more beyond this was a white 21-year-old male who was apprehended without incident by the El Paso police at an intersection just behind the Walmart. The state police is taking the lead on this investigation, but at today's press conference, the El Paso police chief say that they believe that this incident may be connected to a hate crime.
And why do they say that?
They weren't specific at the press conference, but it has been reported that the individual in custody had some kind of manifesto online that suggested this might be a hate crime.
And do they know where he came from? I mean, is he from the El Paso area, or did he come from somewhere else?
He's not. No, authorities at this press conference have said he's from Allen, Texas, which is quite a ways away from El Paso.
So it's quite a ways away. So I assume he drove there with the intention of committing this act?
We don't know that information.
Okay. And do we know what happens next? I mean, what are authorities looking at next? What do they say they are doing in response to this?
Well, right now this incident is under investigation. Right now, the FBI is calling this murder investigation. The police chief is saying they are looking at capital murder charges for the suspect.
That is reporter Monica Ortiz Oribe in El Paso, Texas, where she's been reporting on the events there all day. Monica, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.